His eyes, they closed, and his last breath spoke. He had seen all to be seen. A life once full, now an empty vase, with the blossoms on his early grave. Walk away, me boy, walk away, me boy, and by morning we'll be free. Wipe that golden tear from your mother dear, and raise what's left of the flag for me. Then the rosary beads, count them, one, two, three, fell apart as they hit the floor. In our garb of black, we must pay respect to the colour we're born to mourn. Walk away, me boys, walk away, me boys, by morning we'll be free. Wipe the golden tear from your mother dear, raise what's left of the flag for me. From me.
When I see her eyes look into my eyes, then I realize that she could see inside my head. So I close my eyes, thinking that I could hide, disassociate so I don't have to lose my head. This situation leads to agitation. Yes, she cut me off, but it's been her amputation. I don't know if I care. Years. I have shed my tears, I have drank my beers and washed my fingers dry away. And until this day, you still swing my way. But it's sad to say sometimes she says she loves me not. But I hesitate to tell her I hate this relationship. I want them to say this is over. I don't know if I can. I'm the judge.
Howdy One Leg. Life is not fair, especially with the forum Nazi hanging around. Hey, it's Oswald. We're getting ready for a show today.
This is Warhammer of ISBG on OC2 Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Asburn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAvens.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Helen from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, what is up? It's Oswald with you live here on Urban Radio, courtesy of the TSN. We're back in our normal time slot of a 1:15 start here for the next few weeks as I am off work. For those of you expecting to see the show or hear the show 2 hours from now, well, guess what? You're going to have to listen to it recorded. Nothing I can do about that. What we're going to do today, bring you up to date on the development of Beta 2.6. Check out things around the community to see what's new, as well as all the action on the Urban Radio server. But first, a message from the happy fatty, Mungo's In.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the July 19th edition of Oswald on Urban Radio. This is Mungo Zen, your music master, spinning tracks all requests this week. We got requests coming in from Omen, Gold Reaver, Speed Freak, Kane, Infamous, Dragon Lee, Slayer, and Vendetta. Hope you kids all enjoy these tunes, because you can't blame me if they suck. But they don't, because they're actually good stuff. So, enjoy the show.
And you know what? You can't blame me either. Little Twilight Zone. This is Golden Earring to kick things off here on the Friday edition of Urban Radio. All right, a quick shout out to Antitux. What's up?
Thank you.
hits the bone. The bone. The bone. Bullet hits the bone. Go when the bullet hits the bone. The bone. When the bullet hits the bone. The bone. Come and go and the bullet hits the bone. Ah, the bullet hits the bone. Okay, Ant-Man, what's the deal here? No, I'm not a jackass and I'm not on 103.9 FM. Sounds like one of Blank's, like, Kiss 97 radio stations. Bone. Yes. Little golden earring and Twilight Zone to begin the show. Welcome to Urban Radio. I am your pimp in the box, Oswald. And before we begin, I do want to give a shout out to Mungo Zen, the happy fatty, or the mix master, for providing all the music you hear on the show. As he said in his intro, these are all request week this week. I give you a rundown of who you'll hear, so if you have any musical requests for next week, you don't have to bother me anymore. You can bother the music master, Mungo Zen, And he usually idles in Pound Urban Tear, or you can hit him up on email, mungozin@hotmail.com. It's been a pretty good week for the development team as we continue to make progress and test Beta 2.6 with those who were involved in the QA process. We'll try to fill in some of the holes as to where we stand. You can also expect an update on the UrbanTerror.net website this weekend. Not sure if we'll get around to it today as it's my day off and I feel like getting drunk. So, you know what happens when Oswald tries to drink and code HTML? It comes out looking like shit and I get all these emails saying, dude, you missed this, you missed that, so don't expect it today. The development team still continues to answer many of the questions that are brought up in the forums at IRC pertaining to 2.6. Of course, a big question that all you gamers want answered is, when is 2.6 going to be released? And we are aware that that most of you will probably get the same answer, if not from us, then from one of the regulars in the channel who will most likely say, when it's done. But we are making good progress, and we do look to... we look to the community, and we will probably ask a few gamers to come help us out. So please do not spam me with private messages or anybody else on the development team. And yes, on mungozin@hotmail.com, or you can email him at kermitthefrog.com. I'm just kidding. So we will be asking a few other gamers in the community to possibly help us out here in the future. And as you know, we will be attending QuakeCon starting August 15th through the 18th. Need we say more? No, we don't. There have been a few updates around the community sites. We continue to see some new support sites come online for Urban Terror. We'll take a look at what's happening with some of those. And of course, the good news, there's always bad news, right? Well, this week it's sort of bittersweet, and we'll tell you why. And before I give out the Urban Radio server, but I see most of you who idle and pound Urban Terror have found it. I lost my train of thought here. Got to go find my notes. Ah, here's my notes. I do want to give out a few shout-outs to those who make the show happen each and every week. First off, thanks to the TSN. That's the Team Sportscast Network. They are the ones who provide the necessary bandwidth and the opportunity to shoutcast Urban Radio. Without their affiliations, our show and your matches would not get covered.
We're the gamers who sit on our asses and watch everybody else play. But most importantly, chicks dig us.
Oh, yeah.
The Team Sportscast Network. Start treating your mouse right with the Mouse Bungee Cord Controller. For super smooth handling, the Mouse Bungee incorporates a solid steel ballast, rubberized non-slip, non-scratch foot pads, and a cord clip. Mouse Bungee's specially designed springs provide subtle tension for dragless and snagless, virtually cordless control of any corded mouse. In just 60 seconds, you can wire up your Mouse Bungee and forever eliminate the hassle and interruptions caused by a dragging cord. Because it's made from sturdy materials, Mouse Bungee is designed for years and years of wear and tear. Stop by Everglide.com and get your very own Mouse Bungee today. Once again, that's www.everglide.com. Play and work with virtually cordless control. The Mouse Bungee.
Yeah, I'm sure most of you heard that phone ringing in the background, and it just ends up being some jackass who's trying to sell me something. Damn, and I thought it was going to be the call for my motherboard, which they screwed me on yesterday, but it's not. I also want to say thanks to Acidburn over at Forbidden Ninja. That's one of the Urban Terror clans. They post the show notes that I try not to read from every week here on Urban Radio. You can find them at fn.zdwebhosting.com. Just click on the Urban Radio tab. And also props to Zach over at ZD Web Hosting as he provides space in order to upload all the previous Urban Radio shows we have done. You can find a link for those shows on UrbanTerror.net or on the6floor.com. Just find the Urban Radio tab, click it, and take your pick of whatever show you want to listen to. And I will tell you, some of them are pretty bad. And finally, I know I say this every week, but Zach does have some great hosting services, and I've been very happy with my FTP site being hosted over there at swoned.com, SW0. NED, swoned.com. And finally, thanks to Blade Killer for letting the community play on her HOH/Urban Radio server nearly every week. Usually she sets it up before she heads to work, and this week we are playing CTF, including a new level from Dragoon called UT City Gardens. You can connect now at 64.180.91.204. And, well, we were playing that map. I don't know what map we're on now. It looks like Drug Lord 2. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's Drug Lord 2. And guess what? That's another level by Dragoon. Surprise, surprise. So if you want to play some CTF, have a good time, and have me make fun of you once we hit the Urban Radio server here, then connect 64.180.91.204. I see some people saying they cannot connect, and that is because it's limited to 16 gamers, and guess what? It's full. So you have to stay tuned. Maybe somebody will break. We'll check in a little later on the show. I'm going to have some more information when we return from this break. I'm Oswald, and you are listening to Urban Radio.
And now, a fucking public service announcement from fucking TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by fuck, shit, pussy, bitch, whore, slut, ass, goddamn, motherfucking, stupid, fuck, whore, fucking, bitch,
please
disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
Spent 15 years getting loaded, 15 years till his liver exploded. Now what's Bob going to do now that he can't drink? The doctor said, what you been thinking about? Bob said, that's the point. I won't think about nothing. Now I gotta do something else.
Hard, hard, hard.
So that's the time that someone's shaving. Then he got a new identity. 62 old ass pushing boots. And a girl who rides a scooter to take him out. Uptown, they would get away. Riding around as the trucks go.
And now, a fucking public service announcement from fucking TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by fuck, shit, pussy, bitch, whore, slut, ass, goddamn, motherfucking, stupid, fuck, whore, fucking, bitch,
then disconnect your ass now. This goes out to you, straight shot. Just because I know you hated that commercial, I had to play it again. Hey, it's Oswald, and we are back. That little No Effects song was Bob. I'm Oswald, and we are hanging out with you this Friday. I see some people coming into Pound Urban Tear saying, wait a minute, why is the show on? That's because the show is regularly scheduled for a 1:15 Pacific start. That's 2015 GMT for you people over the other side of the pond there. And this is the time we usually start, 1:15. The past few weeks, as I said, I do have work. I don't get out till 2:30. That means I rush my ass home to get on the radio for some reason by 3:15 Pacific. So, you know what? Well, maybe I screwed that time up. FSK 405S, maybe not. Ah, well. But you can expect the show to begin next week at the same time, 1:15. I will hopefully be attending our local network, Terror LAN, here in Los Angeles, and I'm sure we will be testing some of the new versions of 2.6 in order to get some unbiased comments from those who have played the mod. As I did say a few minutes ago, we got behind. Actually, I got behind on my urban terror duties this week, and I was not able to feature a server of the week, so that is why we are back on Blade Killer's HOH server. You know, one thing I realized is I guess I shouldn't write this in the middle of the night when I'm sleeping at work, huh? My God, I jump around like a mother on this. I think I'll have more information on 2.6 here in a minute. Sorry about that. if you have a server or an admin and want your server to be featured, then fire me an email, oswald@planetquake.com, and we'll get your server featured during the Friday show. I believe I have three or four waiting right now to play or to have their server hosted as the Urban Radio server. So it may be a few weeks, but lo and behold, I will get to all of you. And next week, we are going to try to feature a European server for all you Europeans who have a pretty poor ping to the one here in Vancouver, Canada. Then again, I can't talk. My ping's about 500, and I'm in Southern California. Go figure. The last community server that we featured was Thunder's Playpen, where we played CTF on some kick-ass maps like UT Eagle, if you remember that. This week, as I said, we are going back to CTF after playing some Team Survivor last week, and you will have to have the level UT City Gardens by Dragone, and right now we are still on Drug Lord 2 by Dragone. City Gardens is actually based on the Quake 3 CTF1 level by id Software. It does have some new texturing. I have only played a few minutes of it a few days ago, but for those desiring layout, I do think the CTF level is for you. As I said, you can connect now, 64.180.91.204. It does look like there's a few slots open. And one more time, thanks to Blade for providing us the server. And I'm going to step away here. The phone is ringing again. I know you guys can't hear because I finally turned it down, but we will be right back to continue with the show.
This summer, the Team Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room all the way from Dallas, Texas. Join TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. Win Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. For more information, visit www.quakecon.org. TSN. We cover games.
With a whole lot of music in between.
The Team Sportscast Network.
Doctor! Hey, and we're back. A little Metallica for your Friday afternoon. That's a little Fade to Black. Thanks to Mungo Zen for that request. And actually, No Leaf Clover is a big pimp of Metallica, so I know he enjoyed that as well. For those of you looking for the best in binds, I recommend you check out the scripts over at utscripts.net. Talent and No Logic have you covered with one key when it comes to the best in scripts for Urban Terror. If you would like to contribute to the show, you can email me prior to the show, oswald@planetquake.com. Feel free to send me anything that you feel is newsworthy. I know your idea of newsworthy and mine may be different, but if you have something you want pimped, prodded, or poked, please send it my way, oswald@planetquake.com. Coming up tomorrow on Urban Radio, we will be shoutcasting the second match featuring the Femine Fatale versus the Maschi Maligi. Maligi. You know, I talked to my Italian friend and I still screwed up that word. Ah, well. The Dangerous Women versus the Dangerous Men. The match is scheduled to start tomorrow, July 20th, beginning at 5 p.m. Eastern. That is 2 p.m. Pacific. For more information, go to survisions.net/fmfs.php. You can also join the pound female-male-scrim channel on ETG. And you get all the information there. We are looking for more players who would like to participate in the male versus female, the battle of the sexes, if you may. Scrimmages. We had good time a couple weeks ago. The men basically dominated. But this week, the women are looking at making a comeback. And hopefully they will be able to pull their own weight this week and make it a match. For more information, you can also contact vampirus@terrorist.net, as she's the one who is basically setting all these up. We do use one European and one North American server for the two matches, and if we're tied after two, we will go to a third and decisive tiebreaker. This week, the tiebreaker is going to be Team Deathmatch. We will be playing Team Survivor in Round 1 and CTF in Round 2. Checking in with the Clan Triad development team. I'm sure none of you have ever heard of them, but there are some new levels that have been released, and some of them are looking pretty promising, even those that are under development. With one level already under her belt. Hang on here. Looks like we may have to kick ban a few bastards and pound Urban Terror. And, well, maybe not yet. Maybe I will. We'll just have to wait and see what he does. With one level already under her belt, Queen Bee shows off some screenshots of her current level, which is in development called UT Valley. Now, somebody correct me, because I think I'm right here, but I know we already have a level in the map depot called UT Valley. So, Dragon, if you or Queen Bee are listening, you may consider a name change. Yeah, AMB. Vampirus is already taken, and she can't be your girlfriend. I'm sorry. She says it's a village based in a valley. It has a garden with plants and a watering trestle and a bell tower. A beautiful fountain that's completely mined, she says, on the main square, partially enclosed by a gazebo and a trestle with ivy on it going around. For more information, check out clantriad.net/dev team. News from Schminky Boy. He says it's been a while, but his level UT suburb has undergone some changes. The map has gone through several size changes in an effort to cut down on the high TRISC frame rate issues. One of the things we've been finding is that the original Quake 3 specs for the acceptable R speeds can be a bit restrictive. And this is really nothing new when it comes to level design. We see new level designers come into the community who do have some good ideas but are really not able to manage the R speeds, which make the frames per second suffer. There are no screenshots of this level quite yet, but we will keep you up to date on it. Finally, as mentioned in the beginning of the show, Dragon has released another level. Yes, one more, And this level is based on the Dueling Keeps 2 from Team Arena, the update to Quake 3 CTF-1 with an added lower route. This is in the current CTF rotation on the Urban Radio server. If you'd like to find the four links on where you can download this level, head over to clantriad.net/devteam. And Muffin Man, the channel was male-female-scrim. You forgot a hyphen, dude. Add it. Raging Bullet also contacted me earlier this week. He actually emailed me, too, I believe. But he has released a final version of his level, UT Park Avenue. He tells us all previous versions of... All previous issues have been worked out. And you can find this level on the nearest Urban Terror map FTP, excluding UrbanTerror.net, because I haven't updated it yet. Maybe today, depending on the beer consumption. If you have any previous versions of UT Park Avenue, he does ask you to remove it, or you will encounter some problems. As I usually do when I try to drink and talk, or do HTML.
Do you suffer from agonizing head trauma due to loud music and intense gaming action? Well, you will now. The T-Sportscast Network. TSN.
Oh, yeah, and one more time, just for ZH Straight Shot.
And now, a f***ing public service announcement from f***ing TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb. Or 2, or 5.
Or 10.
To put it another way, if you are offended by f***ing shit, pussy bitch, or slut, ass, goddamn motherfucking stupid f***ing bitch,
then disconnect now.
Because it's only going to get worse.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hey, I'm pretty good.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Dutch Crusher. What the hell was that? But that's one of the one of the drawbacks when the community picks their favorite music that they want to hear on the TSN. yes, I know it's Fear Factory, but I don't know whose choice that was, but Mungo's in. Thank you very much. Welcome back. I am Oswald, and I just lost my place on my notes. I'm hanging out with you this Friday, taking you into the afternoon or the evening, wherever you might be. For me, this is the start of a glorious three-day weekend for me. That means no work, considering my company just lost $392 million in the first quarter. Excuse me, make that the second quarter. The funny thing is, they still gave me a raise, so go figure. A company that's losing money, yet they're still giving their employees a raise. Makes no sense. It's no wonder corporate America's all fucked up. We're also looking for FTP sites who would like to help distribute the upcoming Beta 2.6. And I'm not talking about those fly-by-night FTPs that open up on the day before the release and close the day of the release just to get the 2.6 version early. We are looking for established FTPs. For example, Roger over at PlanetQuake3.net is going to be hosting one. We will have another mirror in the UK over at Blue Yonder. Almost guarantee you the guys over at urbanterror.de, urbanterror.it, where else? Cello. They'll all have 2.6. So we'll probably get a few more here, and yeah, don't blame Kermit the Frog for the music today. Sorry about that. So if you run an FTP site, and I have received quite a few emails about it, feel free to email me, oswald@urbanterror.net. And I will add your name to the list of FTPs for Beta 2.6.
Hi, this is Spellbinder from Spellbinder.com, and you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Thank you very much, Spellbinder, another good guy in the community. And if I didn't say it, Silicon Ice will make the determination as to who gets the game files early in order to make them available at the appropriate time. So all you have to do is listen and follow directions, and we'll all get along just nice. You can expect the pack file to run, we're guessing, between 5 and 7 megabytes for the update. Somebody asked a question to me here. Who was it? It was Predator. He says, are we expecting new, not updated, official SID maps with 2.6? Well, right now, actually, we are. If we can get Barbecue to finish up his yet-unnamed city map, which, Barbecue, I gave you my idea for it, and you should use that. And it's not going to be UT Downtown Wingding thing, either. Barbecue's working on a new city map. I'm not going to say it's really a replacement for UT Streets because it's not. It's much larger than UT Streets. It's got your typical crisscrossing streets, big buildings. It's got a car garage, a parking structure, and some other cool stuff in it. So that's really the only new level for 2.6 if we get it finished. Riyadh is it's all new. It's not a new level, but it will be all new. .exe has updated not only the bases, but basically the overall layout of the level. It's not as large. The spawn camping should be quite reduced since he has moved the spawn points off the flag. So those are really two of the new maps. Some of the updated maps, as we have mentioned, not only on Urban Radio, but on urbanterror.net, docs. That's going to be one that's updated. And if you can get done, but right now it's not looking like it, Uptown by Battle Cow as well. So those are a few maps that we are currently still working on. And, no, my name is not Fozzie. Oh, Fozzie the Bear for Mungo's Inn. Yeah. So that's where we stand with the maps right now. Still working on them. But that's really not the reason we are doing 2.6. 2.6 is mainly because The weapons. That's right. The weapons. And now those have been updated. For the most part, everybody who has tested it thinks weapons feel pretty damn good. But we're only the development team. What do we know, right? It's the community who actually plays the game, so you guys will actually be the true judges as to how 2.6 is. We're also looking for some gamers or wannabe gamers who want to be shoutcasters to shoutcast matches for the upcoming leagues. We're talking STA, Cal, OGL, just to name three of them. If you are interested and think you have what it takes, come on, listen to me. I can't sing yet. I still shoutcast. Then create a 2 to 3 minute demo MP3 and email it to me at oswald@planetquake.com. I'll get that to the bigwigs over at the TSN. And hopefully we'll have a few new casters in place before the start of the new seasons. I believe Van Silly has been doing quite a bit of casting here, and I'm sure you'll be hearing him more this year, along with Boss Whispers. He'll be back, and I'm not sure if Jeff T is going to do any casting or not, as he sort of moved on to other things like Soldier of Fortune 2 and some other game. I forgot what it was. Oh, well, it doesn't matter, does it? It's all good. It's all TSN, right? And as you can tell by the sounders we continue to play, TSN will be shoutcasting live 24 hours a day at QuakeCon 2002 in Mesquite, Texas. The event begins August 15th and it ends August 18th. That's a long time. For more information on the event, go to QuakeCon.org. Also, check out TSNCentral.com for everything shoutcast. I can only imagine this year's QuakeCon and what it'll be like with TSN there. Last year was pretty wild. Actually, the first year was actually more wild than the first year, since we were actually went out to drink with some of the guys from ID, and you know what? I cannot remember that night. But it was a good time, and I'm sure we're all looking forward to having a good time and hanging out at QuakeCon 2002 in Mesquite, Texas. So hopefully we'll see some of you there.
Has that tired old cloth-covered mouse pad of yours given you the slip one time too many?
God!
Everglide supplies a variety of affordable mouse pads designed to satisfy your computing needs. Whether you are a hardcore gamer or just someone that needs that extra bit of accuracy, Everglide's precision mousing surfaces are just what the doctor ordered.
Nice!
Don't get snagged by ordinary run-of-the-mill cloth pads. Let your mouse glide easily over one of our ultra-smooth, optical-friendly pads. With Everglide, you'll have the kind of smoothness you need to keep on track.
Nice.
We also offer custom-printed mousing surfaces. If you've ever wanted your team's logo on a mouse pad, now's your chance to own one personally designed for you. Don't keep waiting. Just stop by www.everglide.com and order yours today. Everglide mousing surface configurations are protected under national trademark laws. Blooming Tree Productions Incorporated is a wholly owned sub-S corporation. Visit everglide.com for details.
Nice!
Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room all the way from Dallas, Texas. Join TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. Win Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. Information, visit www.quakecon.org.
Hi there. Oswald back with you live here on Urban Radio over on the TSN. And I'm actually in our development team forum right now, and there's a thread that was started once we released the internal version of 2.6, and I'm just checking out some of the stuff as to see what I can really pass along that might get you excited for 2.6. There are some known bugs that we actually didn't fix for this build that will be fixed before it's released, of course. I know somebody was asking for it. Who was it? Seffy was asking for the exact commands for the new admin commands, the server ready, match ready, match start, and match pause. We actually haven't had a chance to test those because we have not put those in yet. Some of the things we are testing that have been changed that might cause a few problems. The SR8 and the PSG1, the crouch bug, the new damage values, the unzoomed sniping, and the spectator zooming. So now you, as a dead spectator, can spec somebody on your team, and if they're using a weapon that has a zoom feature, you can actually see the zoom from the first-person perspective. That's something that gamers have asked for quite a while, and we finally got it back in, and it seems to be working very well. And the other thing we are testing, the survivor rule, it's going to be 0 and it's going to be 1. So we've ran a few Team Survivor games to check that out, and so far I don't think anything odd has come up, even if we tie. And of course, we're checking out the mini-map, see how that works. It seems there is still a report that some of the explosions do go through walls and floors. So, again, some of that does fall on the mapper, that the brushes are not thick enough, so they will not contain the blast. So the blast will still end up going through. But from what Thaddeus said, he has looked into the code and has modified it. So I don't know how reduced this will be in terms of all the maps, but I'm sure there will be some areas where possibly you will not get take damage from a hand grenade. Oh, it looks like we have a few missing shaders from a couple of the weapons. Oh, what else? La 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 la. Like I said, a lot of these are just basically things that are being fixed right now. You basically know what we're doing for 2.6 already, so I didn't get a chance to talk to some of the guys on the QA team to see what they felt about the current build, but based on a few of their comments, they seem to like it, and as I said, we'll hopefully get a few more people to test it and give us their opinions. Also, we do have somewhat of an outline for our discussion we will be giving at QuakeCon. It's hopefully tailored more for interaction and reaction from the community and not that type of boring talk that some development teams could have had at QuakeCon in the past few years. If you're on SID and went to the QuakeCon 2000, I think you know who I'm talking about. And it wasn't the Q3F guys. So we basically have a five-part talk. Basically, part one is going to be an introduction. We're going to talk about the team history. Ooh, I almost gave that away. Whoa, the idea behind our theme for Beta 3. And some of the concept and ideas that we are going to implement in Beta 3. Section 2 is going to talk about the coding and the user interface. Hopefully we'll have some new menu and user face, user interface mock-ups, along with some new entities for the level designers. Section 3 is going to deal with models, skins, and animation. That's basically going to be CB, ZGM and Machine, who will hopefully get drunk, and Blade Killer, and Miles, talking about all things skin. We should have pictures or actually pack files with the new male and female models. We'll have our new shotgun. We should have the P90 done. And a couple of other special things that we really don't want to give away right now. But they are very cool, and we think you'll like them. And hopefully we'll also have an updated demo of the player and weapon animations. Level 4 features level design. Talk about some of the new game modes. Changes to create the dedicated levels, for example, taking a map. We can use Invis's UT Point Blank, for example. That's a CTF-only map. Our levels are going to support one, maybe two game modes at the most. So we'll talk about some of those changes. And we'll show off some of the new levels. For example, Battle Cow has a new level coming. Sweet Nuts is still working on a snow map. And I'm sure Barbecue's got something up his Wang Dang sleeve. Just to name a few. And we will conclude with Section 5, website and support. If we don't have it done already, we'll show off the upcoming website and map depot we're working on. Cross-development between the website and the forums. The use of the JPilot applet, which some of you have found very handy when connecting via the forums to IRC. And we'll talk about something that I don't know how it had been done in other communities, but the weekly radio show that we host here on the TSN. So that's basically what our talk is going to center around for QuakeCon. As I said, we will have eight or nine of us there, so everybody should get some. Everybody should get a little talk time. I see Crazy Butcher saying there's no chance anyone can get me drunk. We forget he's German. He's used to those big husky German women carrying the big steins of beer. We get you drunk, Crazy Butcher. Okay, back to the show we go. So 2.6, that's basically where we stand. I'll talk to 27 tonight. As I said, we will get you an update by Monday on the website. Probably the biggest news to hit the community this week was that of the hiring of another Silicon Ice development team member. That's right, chalk up number 5. And the second one that will be going to Raven Software. Matt Vanio, a.k.a. Sweet Nuts, was offered a position as a 2D artist with Raven this past week. He will be joining Brian Dubay. You guys know him better as Apoxel. Working on some of the hot upcoming titles that Raven has planned, such as Quake 4, surprise, surprise. And since I think Apoxel got stuck doing the the user interface in SOF2, and if he's there in time, I'm sure Sweet Nuts will tempt Apoxel's tummy with the taste of nuts and honey and redo that interface. But it's going to be very cool to have both of those guys working there. One would think this is basically a no-brainer, as Sweet Nuts is very talented and quite meticulous when it comes to his work. He basically has been one of the cornerstones of the development team, being able to work on many facets of the mod. From textures to the 2D graphics for the menus, the HUD and the user interface, to his creativity in the levels, and also being able to, you know, have a good sense of what the game's about and finding bugs, things like that. So all's not lost. Sweetnuts will be around for a bit, and we should have some time with him to finish up his work on Beta 3. Those of us at Silicon Eyes do wish him the best in his experiences with Raven and wherever his future takes him. Again, congratulations, Nuts. You the man. And this is the man when it comes to the F-bomb.
And now, a f***ing public service announcement from f***ing TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by f***, shit, pussy, bitch, whore, slut, cunt, asshole, goddamn motherfucking stupid f***, or f***ing bitch, then please
don't belong
now,
here.
Because it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, the screaming voice of Geddy Lee. You gotta like it. Rush is still the best concert I've ever seen, but on an awesome show, and hopefully I'll get to see him two more times this year. Once with the Happy Fatty up in Vancouver or Calgary, and then one time here in SoCal at the Staples Center. So looking forward to that.
I'm Ian Irwin, Camper Hunter, and you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
And everybody who knows Ian Irwin, you need to stand Dragone and tell him to finish up part two. Send him emails. That's what you can do. Yeah, that's what you can do. Back to some community news here. Invis and No Death continue their amazing work on the upcoming CTF only level. UT point blank. And I just lost my right channel. Oh, it's coming back. There we go. God, I can't wait to rebuild this server. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about No Death and Invis. Their current They are currently in the process of the second round of beta testing and tweaking. The second beta was released last weekend, and from everything I've read and heard, the level is coming along quite nicely. I did have a chance to check it out last week, the new version, that is. And many of the previous complaints and issues that were brought to light, either in the forums or in the mapping channel, were pretty much resolved. It does seem to have better playability, as there seems to be some more routes between each base, which I know many were talking about. And this is exactly why they are testing, for layout and playability, not necessarily for how it looks, as there are some technical problems with a max shader error that they keep running up against. If you'd like to get involved in our home or for CTF, then check out the information on www.s8s.info, section8studios.info, S8F, S8S, damn, .info. You can find all the information. You can find all the information on UT Point Blank and some other upcoming maps and vehicle packs from Invis. I was also able to knock out a few updates this week on the sixth floor. Some new screenshots of an upcoming level, such as the Rebirth of Rukab by Excalibur. I'm sure many of you remember that from the old 1.27 days. Very interesting map, to say the least. I believe it was based on a school or a college dormitory in Spain, he said. It really never was too popular in 1.27, possibly due to the size, because it was quite large. But that was actually before we had CTF implemented, so we are thinking that it's probably going to play much better now that we have some objective-based game modes. Also featured is the Action Shot. Comes another Australian developer who goes by the name of Ninja, and 27 has been working with him on his first level called Alps. You can see a few shots on the sixth floor. You can also go to www.sumea.com.au. I also have that linked on my news in the sixth floor. And under recent submissions, you can look for Chris with a CH, and you can check out some of the other screenshots from his upcoming level called Alps. I'm still waiting to get my hands on this level and an attempt to bring you some more information on it, but I did talk to Ninja last night, and he's going at it. Once he says they're basically done with it, he's going to give it to 27 for some play testing, and we'll see where it goes from there. But it seems to look like a pretty good map. Shades of Abbey or Austria, if you ask me. But who asked me, right? Nobody does. And there's also a new poll up on the sixth floor. Who's your favorite coder for Urban Terror? I believe right now 27 is in the lead, probably because he's the current coder, taking nothing away from our singing coder, a.k.a. Thaddeus, who also plays Davey in the band. Oh, now I forgot the band's name. Sexual, what are they called? Sexy Boulevard, that's it. Damn. Who sings the song Girl? Girl, you're a girl, girl. I'll have to play that again, just since I know Thaddeus is listening. We'll have to get that queued up sometime. And we also finished up the Managing the Mod series over on the sixth floor, so if you're considering developing a mod for the future, I recommend you check this out. It's a good read. It was done by Dr. 8 for the Australian Game Developers Convention last November in Melbourne, Australia. And finally, the latest rant, which came to us yesterday from Mighty Joe Young. We are talking tactics. She's using the level CASA as an example, and you can learn some general tactics that can be used in Urban Terror. Pretty good read, and I do say check it out.
The United States government presents
TSN.
Hostage down. What the fuck? We're elite.
like my eyes. I see the pain and feel alive. I hate the traitors from this fire that burns inside. Don't you know why?
Cannot hurt me, a little girly man. Hey, it's Oswald. We're back. And we're lagging and fragging in the Urban Radio server. As my ping is absolutely atrocious. My God, 891. 996. Ah, yeah. Nothing wrong with DSL Extreme here in Southern California. They can suck my right testicle. This is unbelievable. Well, I was going to run around here and see what we could find, but unfortunately, I don't get two steps before I lag like a mother, so we're on the server here for a few minutes. Me, Antman, Knight of Time, Sirius Decker, EAS Bud Monkey, Reese, Mac, Owl Soup, that was me dying, by the way, Thud Jr., and Danger Dave on the red team with one capture of the flag. And on the blue team, we have MCD Alco, Vision Thing PI, LA Magnus, Laos Pingvin, PVC Shade Show Dao, Ding Hao, Crash Test, DSF Graphics Box, and my sorry ass. But I'm on the winning team. You gotta love that, huh? It's 3-1. We're on the map Riyadh, and like I said, unfortunately I cannot move, but I just thought I'd pimp those who are actually in playing the mod. We want to thank you for thank you for joining the server this week and having some fun, as we try to do every week here on Urban Radio. I'm going to run through some shout-outs here that I've gotten from a few in the community. First one from ZH Matrix. He says their server, stfu.com:27961, is temporarily down, so if you've been playing on their server, sounds like it'll be back up later on, but it is currently offline. From a Boss Infinity, it sounds like we have a non-believer in the crowd, but he says, this goes out to Mexi Goku, Howdy Fernando. So, for all you non-believing people, I do listen and take care of my PM messages, so that goes out to Fernando. Hi, Fernando. How you doing? from Fumla. Says, could you please tell the abjects that they are not supposed to tease me? It makes me very sad. So all you in the abjects, like Blaster, back off, little Fumla. Give him a little breathing room. From, who else do we have here? From Paul, who chimes in from Belgium. He would like me to say hello to the MDT team on Thunder's Playpen, as they help to organize some fights here in Belgium, dealing with Urban Terror. What else? And that's basically it from him. He also says to tell Crazy Butcher hi. So Butcher Pole says hello. And the last one, Raging Bullet. Anyway, I'm trying to read this as that was his map we already talked about, UT Park Avenue. It will be featured actually in our map depot here very shortly. You can also find it over at www.kickassctf.com. That's it on the private messages. A little light this week, huh? Oh, well. There will also be a UT Eagle-only CTF weekend over at Thunder's Playpen, which will turn into Thunder's CTF Playpen. There'll be no time limit, perhaps, he says, and no cap limit. 2.5 days of battle, and we'll see how far the score will get. But that is subject to change, he said. You can connect and play. Actually, now I think he says he was going to start it. 129.125.47.93. And hook up for all weekend CTF on the level UT Eagle. And also, this is just a little note. I was talking to LT1 about this earlier, but I'm looking at selling the Urban Terror case that I modded. So you may see an announcement on the forums or on the sixth floor as it could be tossed onto eBay and sold. So if you need a new case and want something, maybe you can bid and have an Urban Terror case. If you want to see a picture of it, you can go to swoned.ned.com/case.jpg, and that's what the side of it looks like. swoned.com/case.jpg. That's my baby. In some unfortunate news this week, Frogger's Pond has dried up and all the little froggies have gone home. Due to an unavoidable incident where the pond is located, I've been forced to shut down this mighty CTF server indefinitely, says Frogger. He says the website, madmeat.com, still exists. Once the situation blows over, Frogger says he will try his best to revive the pond, which is one of, if not the best, server going for CTF. So a little unfortunate that some a-hole had to bitch and complain about a possible DOS attack, which it wasn't. But what do some IT guys know, right? They don't know anything. So we wish Frogger the best and hope to see the pond back up and running soon. Be right back on Urban Radio.
Dude, we gotta fucking write something new. Come on. I don't like that. So far, off to a bad start. Better, closer, warmer. That's it. Okay.
I'm shooting my juice right in your caboose. Now fucking get it on. Tremendous.
dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
Marshall, sounds like an SOS.
Holy whack, unlyrical lyrics, Andre. You're fucking right.
To the rap mobile. Let's go.
Most purest, most rawest, form flow, oh, most flawless, most hardest, most honest, known artist. Chip off the old block, but old Doc is back. Looks like Batman brought his own Robin. Oh God, Saddam's got his own Laden. With his own private plane, his own pilot. Set the blow polish, door moon doors off the hinges. Oranges, peach, pears, plums, oranges. Yeah, here I come, my mitches. Away from you, dear, fear none. Hip-hop is in a state of 911, so let's get down.
You know what that means? I mean, the show's just about over, doesn't it? That's right, it is almost over for this Friday. Coming up this weekend on TSN, tonight we will have the Oak Club with Oblique beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern. Saturday, we're going to have Jeff T. and his Mandatory Metal Show beginning at 11 p.m. Eastern. And for a complete listing of all the matches that are going to be shoutcast on the TSN, type in !matches and pound TSN. I think there's currently 7 of them there. That's basically all I have for the show today. We will be returning next Friday. I put July 12th. Next Friday, the same time. It's going to be a 1:15 p.m. start for Silicon Ice Development. I'm Oswald. Have a great Urban Terror weekend, and we will see you next week. Later.
It's over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.